podcasts.
Do you have a great idea or invention for the farm or ranch? If you've created some shop tool, workaround, or homemade idea to save you time and trouble, send the idea to Successful Farming Magazine for our All Around the Farm section. If we use your idea, you could get paid from $100 to $400. Submit your ideas today at agriculture.com/idea entry.
Some of the trees in my area have big, silky nests on the ends of the branches with wiggling caterpillars inside them. They're fall webworms, and while they might gross you out, they're not harmful to the tree. The webworms feed on dozens of tree species, but one of their favorites is the black walnut. Ken Holscher is an extension entomologist at Iowa State University. He says the female moth lays her eggs on the undersides of the leaves. When the larvae hatch, they eat the foliage around them.
They encase that foliage in that webbing. And once they devour all the foliage within that webbing, they just simply expand the webbing and incorporate more foliage. So that tent structure gets bigger and bigger and might reach anywhere from 2 to 3 feet long by the time it's all done. And those caterpillars are always within the tent.
The sight of this can be absolutely ghastly, but Holscher says unless the tree is very small or it's suffering from some other stress factors, the webworms and their tents will not kill the tree. If it still alarms you, there are a couple of things you can do. One is to simply prune out the webbing when you first see it. The other option is to spray it with a pesticide. But Holscher says there's a couple of issues with that.
Number one, you would have to make sure you have a fairly high pressure because the spray material would have to penetrate through that webbing to get to where those caterpillars are. Number two, while it may kill the caterpillars in there if you get sufficient penetration, it doesn't remove that tent. I mean, it's still going to be there and it's still going to look unsightly. So if that's a concern, you just don't like how it looks, you're better off to just figure out how you can get up there and prune that out.
Holscher says the webbing will go away on its own over time. Falling leaves and weather will eventually tear it up. Learn more about fall webworms in your trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden will be at the UN General Assembly today. His speech likely to touch on the conflicts in the Middle East and in Ukraine and in Sudan. The address coming amid heightened tensions between Israel and Lebanon.
Hezbollah hitting back after its deadliest day of fighting with Israel since 2006, with airstrikes that killed over 500 in southern Lebanon. The Iranian-backed militia firing over 120 rockets, targeting IDF military sites as deep as 25 miles from the border near the city of Haifa.
ABC's Jordana Miller in Jerusalem. Tropical Storm John has struck Mexico's southern Pacific coast. Another tropical storm in the Gulf of Mexico expected to strengthen as it approaches Florida's Gulf Coast. 41 counties in Florida under a state of emergency. California is suing ExxonMobil, claiming for decades it misled the public about how easy it is to actually recycle the plastic it produces. This is ABC News. New rules on the way for cell phones in California schools. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles.
Governor Gavin Newsom signing a bill into law mandating all 977 school districts here in California, charter schools and county offices of education, come up with policies limiting or banning the use of cell phones by students on campuses by July of 2026. Studies show test scores rise dramatically when mobile devices are limited on campuses, but some parents oppose the move, saying they want to have contact with their children. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Several varieties of lactate milk are being recalled over potential allergy problems. The company says they may be contaminated with almonds. And up for sale, a necklace that may have links to former French Queen Marie Antoinette. It's on display now in London for the first time in 50 years and will be part of a Sotheby's auction in November, expected to sell for up to $2.8 million. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shop Macy's VIP sales starting Thursday. Hey. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny and warm weather is going to be the thing here through the rest of the week. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, sunshine 75 by Thursday. Sunny with a high of 78. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. A bomb threat clears out government buildings in Racine County Monday. The threat came in as an automated 911 call. It led to the county's courthouse and law enforcement center to be evacuated. Law enforcement swept both of the buildings. They found nothing of concern. Standoff in Muskego early Monday morning. Police respond to a domestic altercation when a 44-year-old man barricaded himself in an upstairs bedroom at a home there. Tactical operations crew was called in to make contact with the suspect, who peacefully surrendered. No one was hurt. And Wisconsin's State Law Library will be named after a trailblazing lawyer. The Wisconsin Supreme Court and the Director of State Court's Office announced the library will be named in honor of Lavinia Goodell, Wisconsin's first woman lawyer. Goodell became the first woman to practice law in Wisconsin in 1874. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. A public health alert is active for brats made in western Wisconsin due to an undeclared allergen. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture issued the warning about 2 kinds of brats from Maloney's Bologna in Durand. The wild rice and cheddar cheese and wild rice and cranberry brats both contain wheat, which wasn't written on the product's label. All affected brats were sold before September 17th. No illnesses have been reported. Anyone with questions is to call Maloney's Bologna. Two people were injured in a motorcycle accident in Oak Grove Township Sunday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 62-year-old Matthew Crosby and his passenger, 61-year-old Carol Crosby, were traveling northbound on Highway Double C when they struck a deer. Both were airlifted to Regents Hospital in St. Paul. A River Falls man is dead after a motorcycle accident last Thursday. According to the St. Croix County Sheriff's Department, 56-year-old Anthony Tibbetts of River Falls lost control of his motorcycle on the on-ramp for I-94 from Highway 35 near Hudson. He was taken to the hospital but died from his injuries on Sunday. That accident remains under investigation. The fourth and final suspect in an Eau Claire murder case is getting a plea deal. Jamon Sullivan was in the car when an Altoona man was shot and killed in September of 2022. He pleaded no contest to charges of recklessly endangering safety charges yesterday. A judge accepted the plea and he was found guilty. Three other charges were dismissed as part of the deal. His sentencing is scheduled for December. A Winona man has been reported missing in Yellowstone National Park. Austin King hasn't been heard from since last week when he called his family from the top of a peak in the park's southeastern corner. King was reported overdue when he failed to pick up a boat on Friday, and searches have been combing the area since Saturday. The 22-year-old is a Winona native who worked at the park as a concession employee. A northwestern Wisconsin man is looking at his 17th drunk driving charge. Police in Rice Lake arrested 71-year-old Mark Johnson Friday night after they say he was swerving while driving and almost hit another car. Officers say Johnson told them he drank two 16-ounce beers while he was driving home. They said his blood alcohol level was nearly twice the legal limit. Court records show that Johnson had 16 prior suspensions, revocations, and other convictions. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
There's an opening for a new sheriff in Clark County. Governor Tony Eversazzi is looking for someone to fill the position, left open after Sheriff Scott Haynes' retirement. The new sheriff will serve a term starting on December 31st and ending January of 2027. Applications are available at evers.wy.gov. Application deadline is October 11th. A new report from the FBI shows Americans lost a shocking $5 billion to scams involving cryptocurrency in 2023. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says that's because scammers have moved to using crypto like Bitcoin to steal your money. Reinen says there's really no legitimate reason to own cryptocurrency other than as a fun amusement where you are unlikely to get your money back. Wisconsin's new Department of Transportation secretary says she's excited to get to work. Christina Boardman says she wants to continue to share WisDOT's story so the public understands the work it does. Boardman says she wants to continue to maximize the federal funding opportunities to bring needed resources to Wisconsin. Boardman has nearly three decades of state government service, including 10 years as a legislative aide for the Wisconsin State Assembly, before transitioning to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation in 2005. A pig on the loose for days in Door County was shot and killed Friday evening. The Door County Sheriff's Department said they were concerned about the pig, which was around 300 pounds, walking into traffic on two of the county's major highways. After responding to several complaints and capture attempts, a release from the sheriff's office says deputies euthanized the animal as it approached a highway. It's not known where the pig came from or who the owner is. The sheriff's department says it will review reports of the shooting incident following several complaints. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is extending the application deadline for disaster relief in Minnesota. Applications must now be turned into FEMA by October 27th. The agency is offering monetary help to individuals and businesses in 21 counties affected by severe storms and flooding in June and July. That includes reimbursement for expenses such as temporary housing, home repairs, and other disaster-related costs. You're listening to WRDN News.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The Preston, Minnesota Historical Society is working on establishing a new museum. An effort's underway to turn the former Preston Dairy and Farm Building into the Preston Depot Museum and Riverfront Center. The organization's trying to raise the $400,000 for the project. In addition to the museum, the new facility would also house an event center and historical society offices. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Enjoy a taste of fall with The Cottage this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Find fall and winter apparel, delicious country home creation dips, and yummy barmaid cocktail infusions for your fall celebrations. The Cottage will be open Thursday from 9 to 5, Friday from 8 to 4, and Saturday from 8:30 to 1. Celebrate the fall season during The Taste of Fall this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at The Cottage Floral and Gift Shop, downtown Durand.
The Minnesota Twins will continue their playoff push as they begin a series against the Miami Marlins tonight. The Twins are coming off a series loss to the Boston Red Sox over the weekend. Minnesota's a game behind Detroit and Kansas City for the final AL wildcard spot. Bailey Ober starts for the Twins tonight. The first pitch is at 6:40. The Minnesota Vikings will spend the week preparing for their first border battle of the season. Minnesota visits Green Bay this Sunday. Minnesota enters the contest as the top team in the NFC North at 3-0, but the Packers are a game behind at 2-1. Sam Darnold is expected to play for Minnesota after an MRI revealed that the injury he suffered on Sunday was a knee bruise. This Sunday's game kicks off at noon. The Minnesota Wild will be without one of their top forwards for the start of the NHL season. Matt Boldy suffered a lower body injury during training camp and was considered week to week. Head coach John Hines said that the injury isn't major, but Boldy is expected to miss most of the rest of training camp. The 23-year-old scored 29 goals and had 40 assists in 75 games with Minnesota last season. College football will head into its fifth week of the regular season as Wisconsin takes on number 16 USC from LA Memorial Coliseum Saturday afternoon. The team was off for its bye over the weekend. The Badgers are 2-1. The Trojans are also 2-1 following a 27-24 loss to number 12 Michigan.
Medicating? Of course you are. That's why you need to call everyone's friend, Big Lou, at Term Provider. Big Lou specializes in finding affordable term life coverage for people just like you. Big Lou is intimately familiar with pharmacology and can work to tip the scales in your favor. So if you're taking meds for blood pressure, mood swings, anxiety, type 2 diabetes, or other health glitches, call Big Lou. Even if you're on the porky side, affordable term life insurance may just be a phone call away. If you're a middle-aged man or woman with a few health glitches, $500,000 to $1 million or more of term life insurance is readily available. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Remember, Big Lou is like you. He's medicating for his issues, too. For affordable term life insurance, even for you, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
A pair of dominating quarterback performances to close out week 3 of the NFL season last night. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. In Buffalo, Josh Allen tossed 4 touchdown passes for the Bills in their 47-10 beatdown of the Jaguars. Bills improved to 3-0 with a victory. Meanwhile, Jaden Daniels completing 91% of his passes for 254 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also ran for a score as Washington knocked off the Bengals 38-33 in Cincinnati. Commanders 2-1, the Bengals fall to 0-3. Packers off today. They'll resume workouts tomorrow, getting ready for the Minnesota Vikings in an NFC North battle at Lambeau Field. No word yet on whether or not Jordan Love will return to the lineup.
Well, we'll see. I mean, again, I think anybody that saw what happened to him, I mean, that's a legitimate injury. So, you know, he's working through it. He's doing everything in his power. He wants to be out there, and, you know, we want him out there.
That's Matt LaFleur. The Vikings breathed a sigh of relief themselves on Monday after learning that their quarterback Sam Darnold's left knee is not seriously injured. Tests revealed a bruise but no structural damage, which means Darnold will play for the 3-0 Vikings against the Packers. Phillies clinched the National League East title for the first time since 2011 following a 6-2 win over the Cubs last night. The Brewers were off yesterday. They'll open a 3-game series against the Pirates in Pittsburgh tonight. White Sox are poised to become baseball's worst team in the post-1900 era. A loss to the visiting Angels tonight would be their 121st of the season. That would eclipse the mark of 120 losses set by the 1962 expansion New York Mets. Badger quarterback Tyler Van Dyke had knee surgery on Monday. Coach Luke Fickell said the prospect of a medical redshirt had not been discussed yet, but the plan is for that conversation to eventually take place. The Badgers are getting ready to face USC in California on Saturday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin, Radio Network.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favorites, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal
company
contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, another beautiful day. We'll have highs, low 70s, southeast winds at around 5 becoming light. Tonight, clear, lows upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs upper 70s. Thursday, sunshine, highs upper 70s. Currently across the region, we have some areas of fog. Plum City, 47. Pepin Lake City, 46. Ogallee, 44. Wabasha, Nelson, 43. And Mondovi, 42. Here at WRDN, we do have that fog, 46, with Tim McGraw in My Next 30 Years. It's 7:23.
I think I'll take a moment to celebrate my age. The ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord have mercy on my next 30 years. In my next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears, and I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world of happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
Here we go.
All right. Oh, my next 30 years, I'm gonna watch my weight. Eat a few more salads and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know. Your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before, just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just praying she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and you sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that rain. And there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, weren't really trying, next thing you know. There's a test on the counter, next thing you know. She's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying how you doing there, dad. And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, you get to know your wife again, and you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins, and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know,
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Jordan Davis, next thing you know, 7:33. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. And coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. Also, during the 9 o'clock hour, we'll continue our spotlight on Valimo Farms this week with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Jess will be in as from the Weinzierl family. He's in charge of all the cows. We're going to talk with Jess a little bit about that here coming up this morning at about 9:10. If you missed our interview during the morning farm report with Christina Olson from Olson Farm Services, that is now posted on our podcast page at realcountry1430.com. Just go to the podcast page for that. Let's see. Boy, we've got some great weather this week. We're going to see a lot of harvesting going on across the area here over the next week. So please, please, please drive with some extra caution out there as well. As well, especially this morning, we have a lot of fog. But again, let's keep that in mind with all of the harvests going on.
And hey, hey, what do you say? Let's be careful out there.
Yeah, let's be careful out there as that harvest will continue with this beautiful, beautiful weather that we're expecting here for the rest of the week. Next week, I'll be in Madison for World Dairy Expo. I'm already starting to kind of get ready for that, trying to get some behind-the-scenes things done here before next week. And, yeah, it's the first big farm show of the fall.
We'll kick off all kinds of different events that'll be going on over the next few months. We have World Dairy Expo. Then we have the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in November in Kansas City. We have the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's annual meeting in December. We have the Wisconsin Farmers Union's annual meeting as well in December. We have the Milk Business Conference going on in December. All kinds of different stuff happening here, and we're going to kick it all off next week in Madison. Fort World Dairy Expo. We'll give you that beautiful weather forecast here coming up.
It's a couple hours before the football game. The only question is, what are you bringing to the tailgate? Classic beef cheeseburgers, steak fajitas, or maybe that beefy seven-layer dip everyone raves about? No matter what you bring, if it's beef, you're going to be the MVP. Together, we bring more. Rev up your crowd at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
At Advent Health, we believe we all have a divine light to guide us. So whatever makes you feel whole, chase it. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit. Advent Health. Feel whole.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, highs low 70s, southeast winds at around 5. Tonight, clear, lows upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs upper 70s. Thursday, more sunshine, highs once again in the upper 70s. Do have some areas of fog across the region this morning. Plum City at 47, Pepin and Lake City 46, Ogallee 44, Wabasha Nelson 43, Mondovi 42. Here at WRDN, we do still have some of that fog. 50 now. With Luke Bryan, and That's My Kind of Night. It's 7:37.
I got that real good, feel good stuff up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck, rolling on 35s. Pretty girl by my side. You got that suntan skirt and boots, waiting on you to look my way and scoop. Your little hot self over here, girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All them other boys wanna line you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride, hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway and little T-Pain might just make it rain. You can hang your t-shirt on a limb, hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight, you know I know what you like, yeah. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. My kind of, your kind of.
is this kind of night? We dance in the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, gonna get our love on. Oh, time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right? Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. That's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Oh, come on.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace I know. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside, there was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on.
Everything is nothing if you got
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She's gonna come on strong, like she'll love you all night long, like it's going out of style. Then she'll leave you with a smile. You're gonna give her all your heart, then she'll tear your world apart. You're gonna cry a little while, still she'll leave you with a smile. her on the street with that guy you used to be. She'll say hello and walk on by, then she'll leave you with a smile. She's gonna come on strong, like she'll love you all night long, like it's going out of style. Then she'll leave you with a smile. Oh, she's gonna love you, she's gonna leave you with a smile.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. George Strait, she'll leave you with a smile. 7:51. I'm Brian Winnikins. NASCAR returns this weekend. It will be in Kansas at the Kansas Speedway for the Kansas Lottery 300 on Saturday, with coverage beginning at 2:30. Then on Sunday, it's the Hollywood Casino 400. And our coverage will begin on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock here on WRDN. And as always, online at realcountry1430.com. Well, one part of my childhood is going away. Maybe you remember this growing up. Kmart. Remember Kmart, right? Way back in the day, I remember going to Kmart on Military Avenue in Green Bay. As a kid, my mom would go there. They had awesome popcorn, ices, and oh, they had the little rides just outside the door that for 10 cents. Well, the last full-size Kmart store in the country is closing. Kmart in Bridgehampton, New York will close down for good on October 20th. Now there's like a convenience store style Kmart still in Miami. But at its height, Kmart had 2,300 locations in the United States. And now the last full-size one closing on October 20th. No more blue light specials.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Get fit and look your best to end the summer tanning and fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. And the summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit End the Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness.
I got my together.
I got my together.
I got my together.
Just say it. You can get your shots together, too. Your COVID-19 shot and your flu shot at the same visit as recommended by the CDC.
I got my shots together.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both.
Are you getting your together?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Insurance program from the Hartford. Well, if you're age 50 or over, you could save hundreds when you switch. Are you ready for some exclusive discounts too? Phone's in the air now. We're gonna sign you up, baby. Go to visithartfordauto.com today for your free quote.
When you're with the Hartford, the Bucks got your back. Provided by Hartford Fire Insurance Company, not AARP or its affiliates. Individual savings vary. The Hartford pays a royalty fee to AARP, which is used for general purposes. For information and restrictions, go to thehartford.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
So good. How do we stay so long together when everybody said we never would? And just when I start to think they're right, the love has died. There you go, making my heart beat again, heart beat again, heart beat again. There you go, making me feel like a kid. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, you almost fell out. Two stuck together from the edge.